This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Paul Fingerote. Monterey County has unveiled an interactive data dashboard for the Moss Landing Vistra battery fire. As KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports, supervisors and residents say thorough analysis is needed.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company is gearing up to reopen its battery storage site in less than 2 weeks. It's been offline since the neighboring Vistra facility erupted in flames in January. During the Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday, Supervisor Glenn Church pleaded for more robust emergency response plans from Vistra and PG&E before either plant reopens. He also introduced a motion for the county to hire a toxicologist to review soil, water, and air test results and provide a detailed analysis during the next public update. It passed without opposition. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
San Benito County is exploring new affordable housing options, including homes for low-income families, people with disabilities, and farm workers. The money the county has to spend comes from a state disaster recovery grant. Maziar Movasagi with the California Department of Housing and Community Development explains how the grant works.
San Benito County received an allocation of $11.4 million for infrastructure projects. This means San Benito County is going to submit projects to HCD, where we review alignment and eligibility with program requirements, federal requirements.
In addition, over $20 million in infrastructure grants is shared with Tulare and Tuolumne counties. This is KAZU News. I'm Paul Fingerote.